I never let an opportunity go by to be of help to some person who comes to my attention. And I don't care whether there's a chance that he's ever benefiting me or not. I don't go into that. I don't even ask questions about it. When opportunity puts itself in my path to be of service to another human being, if it's within my power to render service to that other man, I always do it. And I always notice that the occasions of that kind bring me back the greatest compensation in the long run. The reason I'm so enthusiastic about this subject is that it's a subject which most people pass over so lightly, and they're apt not to get the significance of its great potency. It's one of your most vital weapons, because you don't have to ask anybody's permission to use it. You can always find some place, some way of using it without asking anybody's permission. Paul Harris, when he got out of law school, wanted a way of building up a great following. And lawyers and dentists and doctors and professional men can't advertise as such. But Paul Harris found out a way to go around that. He started the Rotary Club of America, invited in an important man from each industry, and thereby made himself an acquaintance in each of maybe 40 or 50 industries. It built him one of the greatest practices of any man in Chicago, but it did more than that. It set afloat a force that now extends itself throughout this world. All going back to the time when he went out of his way to render service to a group of men without pay, formed himself a mastermind alliance. He had definiteness of purpose, and it brought Paul Harris greater returns in a matter of years than he could have expected otherwise in a matter of a lifetime. And incidentally, Paul Harris became one of the outstanding students of this philosophy. Lived it, taught it, spoke about it, and made the most of it.
The person who benefits from you going the extra mile may not reward you directly, but be assured, the reward will come, and it will be definite.
The illustration will show that the reward which came to me for having gone the extra mile was four times removed from the act of rendering the service. The story began 15 years ago when I called on a friend of mine who had just opened a large cafeteria in Atlanta, Georgia, but discovered too late that he had chosen the wrong downtown location, because when the business houses of Atlanta closed, everyone went home and he couldn't get enough dinner tray to support his cafeteria. Because of my longtime friendship with this man, I offered to solve his problem by conducting a series of free success lectures in his cafeteria each evening. This was announced in the newspapers, and we turned away hundreds of people the first night and kept the place filled with guests every night thereafter for several weeks. I made no charge for this service, but I did get my dinner free. Also, I had no intention of gaining any direct benefit from my service because it was a labor of love. A regular attendant at these lectures was an official of a power company who was so impressed by my interpretation of the philosophy that he invited me to address a special meeting of Southern Electrical Power executives. Now note, this was the first step in the direction of the bountiful reward I was destined to receive for going the extra mile. At the meeting of the electrical power executives, I was introduced to Homer Pace, vice president of the South Carolina Electric Power Company, who asked me to become acquainted with Dr. William P. Jacobs, a distinguished South Carolina public relations director and president of Presbyterian College of Clinton, South Carolina. I wrote to Dr. Jacobs, and he came to Atlanta to meet me. Now, that was step number two in the direction of my reward. Dr. Jacobs owned a large printing and publishing business, and he invited me to join him in Clinton with the understanding that he would help me when help was needed. I accepted the invitation, and that was step number three in the direction of my reward. After arriving in Clinton, I was invited to become a faculty member of Presbyterian College, and there I gave a series of lectures on the philosophy of success. That was step number four, and the payoff came very dramatically when I became acquainted with one of the students of my class who is now my wife, for it turned out that she has enriched my life in ways which can be evaluated only in terms of spiritual values of a most profound nature. She has brought happiness into my life which could never have been known without her influence. And it all dates back to a service I rendered my friend with no expectation of compensation of any nature whatsoever.
Going the extra mile has a twin brother, that of personal initiative. In the next session, we'll learn this is the power that starts all action and how you can tap into it for your personal achievement.